Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Thank you so much, Sam. Let's give another big hand clap to the worship team. Teddy is getting better and better and better. Glory be to God. Yeah, I think I should thank Juliana and Albert. I'm sure they are the ones who are doing a great work in her. Glory be to God. Amen. Yeah, you squeeze her very hard. If she throws a tantrum, you don't worry. You're doing a good work for the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. Yeah. Juliana told me that for her, that's the way she learned how to what? To do a good work for the Lord. Because in the earlier days, she worked with fellows who would just say, okay, you go. You know, you straight transform. They say, you go. You know, and she persisted in there. Eh? All right. And after she had become thorough, God is like, now go to LAT. Okay. So people labored and we sowed. Amen. But no one is, people labored and we harvested. Eh? Yeah. But no one is going to harvest Teddy. Glory be to God. No one is what? Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for coming. Last week we preached a message which I didn't expect people to give, but they gave. But let us try it for those who are not here last Sunday. Okay? And we see if the giving will what? Will be more than last Sunday. Amen. Hallelujah. Titus chapter 2. We didn't read this verse last Sunday, but we shall see how we, Titus chapter 2, verse 11, from verse 11, it says, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men." Okay? The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, eh? All right? So salvation is available for every man, eh? Every person living, every person who will ever be born, eh? All right? The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to them and to us. And that grace, we should result in verse 12, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, okay, which means living soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. All right? The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. Eh? For most of you who are here, you have already received that's salvation, eh? Okay? You're born again. Okay? And that grace, it says that it teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts. Okay? We should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age. Alright? Have a local, eh? Okay? You want to prosper. You want to get wives. Alright? You want to get married, you want promotions at work, all those things, eh? Okay? But we should remember that we are supposed to deny ungodliness. Okay? We are supposed to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts. We are supposed to live soberly. Okay? We are supposed to live righteously. Are you listening to me? You're supposed to live godly, okay? You're supposed to live like God, eh? Okay? We're not supposed to live like animals. Hallelujah. We're supposed to live godly in the present age, okay? As we look forward, eh? as we look for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. All right? So, this glorious appearing, okay, which is also called the blessed hope, is basically the rapture. Eh? The rapture which happens when at the end of the tribulation. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't have to agree, but it is the truth. Jesus said it, okay, that immediately after the tribulation, then the sign of the Son of Man shall appear, okay, and he will send out his angels with a great trumpet, okay, and they will gather his elect from the four winds. All right? So, Jesus will come, there will be a trumpet, and the angels will gather us, okay, to meet him in the air. Okay? But he said that is immediately after the tribulation. All right? You're going through the tribulation, eh? Okay? Sam, are you listening to me? Okay? So the earlier you take your holidays, the what? meanwhile, Sam, you're pressure, eh? You have how many kids? Three. And a woman. Yeah, so now, you know, these guys are family friends. Eh? Okay, now this family is going to the what? The U.S. Eh? For a holiday. So I was thinking about you. Eh? I was saying, now your kids are going to what? You see, eh? All right? That's pressure, man. Eh? So you should pray for wisdom out, what? To sort those things out, eh? Yeah, believe God. Well, do what you can, but before it happens, know how to answer wisely and godly. Eh? You shouldn't lie. Hallelujah. All right. Okay. Then the kids, you know, they will come back from the U.S., go to school, and then mess up other kids. No, mess up other parents. Okay. We're in the U.S. for what? Christmas. Then now they are kids now, you know. Okay. Then they will go home and what? Disturb Albert and Carol. Okay. But that's how the world is and what? All right. I'll think about your kids also. Because it's the same clique. Eh? Then I was like, but she has a response. She'll say, but that time we went, eh. So for you, you're going. So, you should leave what? Yeah, so as we wait for the rapture, the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly. All right? We should deny ungodliness and worldly lusts. Glory be to God. Okay? These days, churches which read these scriptures, which tell people to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts and to live soberly and righteously and godly, they are termed, okay, you and I term them, okay, legalistic. Okay? Legalistic churches. Isn't it? We're in the same clique, so don't worry, you know. We're the same clique. And for you, by the way, you don't like me because for me, I was very zealous for it, you know, eh? Okay? All churches in Uganda were legalistic. All of them. And they needed a new breed. You understand? A new breed which has what? We take in Joseph Prince, Andrew Marker, you understand, eh? And you, all of them were wrong. They were all legalistic. Why? Because they were telling us to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts, to live soberly, to live righteously and godly. And we term them legalistic. All right? Okay, you know, I was thinking that, what was I up to? Wasn't I seeing what? these scriptures. But of course, we had a way to explain it. We say, no, it is the grace of God that you need. Just preach the grace of God. Don't tell, just let people receive the grace. The grace of God will empower them. You understand? And that's true. However, in a sense, when you could listen to us well, we were just telling guys that it's okay, you know, once saved, always saved. You know, you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. It is finished. You can't add nothing to the finished work of the cross. You cannot subtract. It is finished. You are okay. Okay? But like we saw last Sunday, it is not really what? It is not really okay. Things are what? Are very serious. Alright? Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. From verse 21, it says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I'll declare to them, saying, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. All right? By the way, all these scriptures, which I'm going to read, okay, I remember how we used to twist them, explain them, okay? Thank God I was there. Okay, now I know, you know, I know how, you know, all the twisting, okay? But Jesus said, now this is Jesus, okay? He said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. So this sounds like these people are born again, isn't it? They're calling Jesus Lord. Okay? And then it says in verse 22, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Okay? Cast out devils and done many wonders. So someone will say, no, these were false prophets. They were not really saved. They were false what? Prophets prophesying accurate things, but false prophets doing miracles, but they are false prophets. You understand? Like Akande and all right? But you see, they were doing it in the name of Jesus. You understand? And Jesus did not say that they were false prophets. You understand? They were doing it in the name of Jesus. And the devils were responding to the name, because these guys had authority to use the name. You see? And Jesus said, I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me. Why? Because as they were prophesying in his name, as they were casting out demons in his name, as they were doing many wonders in his name, they were also practicing lawlessness. Okay? All right? And Jesus said, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven. What does not enter the kingdom of heaven mean? To me, it means they're going to hell. What else could it mean? Shirasha, what? Those things. Not near the throne, very far from the throne. You know, okay? Anyway, so these guys were not going to what? Utu. You know? They are not going to enter. Why? Because they are practicing. It's not these things of you fall once in a while, but they are practicing. Do you understand? Practicing. All right? Practicing. Okay? All right? This group is basically preachers. Okay? Preachers. They're the ones who do miracles. They're the ones who prophesy. They're the ones who cast out. You understand? The preachers. Okay? So it looks like, and they're doing many things, but I'm sure that included stealing money. Okay? From the people, they were what? Healing. You understand? Eh? Okay? But either before you get healed or after you're healed, they rob you. Do you understand? Okay? And the Lord loves these people so, so much. He wants them healed. So he would use this vessel, okay, and get people. But he knows that there's something wrong with the vessel. It is practicing lawlessness. But someone gets healed. Okay? And I think because these things were happening, accurate. So this guy thought it's okay because things are happening, eh? Okay? We are demonstrating the spirit and the power. So they thought it was okay. As long as things are happening, you can do these things. Eh? Okay? God is still with you. And then one day, they got a shocker. Or they are going to get a shocker. Say, yes, I agree. You did those things in my name. Thank you so much. My children were healed. Eh? Thank you. However, please. The other side. So that means it is not once saved, always what? Always saved. Now people can say, no, this was before the cross. Okay, anyway, all those stupid what? And by the way, I would really, in my heart of hearts, I would want to hear the Lord say that this means something else. Okay? Like I wrote in the word for the week, I've struggled with this truth. For years, I've struggled with it. But somehow, you are like, the scripture says what it is saying. It means what it is saying. But I've struggled, man. I've told you I've been born again for 20 years. In the first 2 years of being saved, I believed it. Okay? A few years thereafter, actually, around like year 2 or 3, when I entered the grace thing, the hyper grace camp, I threw these things away. Okay? It was until some time ago that I began to really be honest with scriptures. All right? So, those who practice lawlessness. Okay? Okay? Practicing. It is your thing. You understand? It is not once in a while, Okay? Fees are tight. The kids have come back for holiday from the U.S. and fees are tight. Then you conjure up a 500, okay? To pay fee. You understand? Once in a while. And then you say, Father, repent. But these guys were what? Practicing. Practicing. Lawlessness. All right? And Jesus did what? They were thrown out. Now, there is a precedent to not entering the kingdom of God. Okay? There are experiences. Okay? People have had experiences. And it's in the... Now, like I told you last week, the story of Prosy Molinde. Apostle John Molinde's first wife. Okay? I was with you like a month ago or two month ago, and you talked about that story. Okay? Now, I had that story because I was in that church, I think starting from 1999, okay? Trumpet Center. I was there like for a year or two. Okay? And I was there when that experience was shared. And I believed it. But after 2 years, I started to say, that experience wasn't what? Okay. Years later, I get acquainted and become friends with Elvis, who had also heard of that experience. Okay. And even Elvis said, that one, I believe Molinde is a man of God, but that experience of his wife, those are his. Okay. This is another guy, an apostle. Okay. Just a few months ago, we talked about that experience again. The guy said, I believe everything of John Molinde. Nayecho. Why? Because somehow it messes up the grace doctrine. Okay? What was that experience for some of you who were not here? And now, many years ago, okay, Molinde, Do you know Mulinde? John Mulinde? He's the one, the owner of Prayer Mountain. Eh? You know him, eh? Okay? Great man of God, authentic. Eh? Okay, so many years ago, I think it was in the 80s, eh? Okay, 80s or 90s, eh? Okay? They went out for a mission somewhere up country. While they were there, that time he was still single, okay? Now, while we were there, he had a team of young men and women, eh? While they were there, a lady, okay, who was, I think, the worship leader, okay, called Prosy, who later became his wife, eh? Okay? Anyway, she died in the house where they were staying as a group. She died, passed away, man, just like that. So these guys tried to pray for her to get to come back to life. Things jammed. They prayed for hours, nothing. Okay? Some even slept off, okay, but Mulinde continued to pray. She was dead. Dead. Alright? Anyway, to cut a long story short, as he prayed, she came back to life. Okay? She resurrected, came back to life. Now, when she returned, you know, to this earth, she shared her experience, what had happened, okay, in those hours when she was out of the body. She said she went to heaven. She and she met the Lord, okay? And the Lord, okay, was sending her to hell. She was a Moroccan. Remember, she had gone for mission, evangelism. And she was a prophetess. Okay? I saw her those last months, eh? When I was in that church, before she passed away again. Anyway, we shall get there. Okay? So, she said, the Lord asked her for what fruit? Where's the fruit? Eh? You remember? There's something called the fruit of the Spirit. Eh? Okay, where you live godly, you live righteously, not like an animal. You understand? Eh? All right? Okay? And, man, she had nothing. And apparently, she was prideful. Eh? She was using even her gifts to lead the worship, not really for the Lord, but for her, for herself. Okay? What they used to call it in that church, Amalala. Eh? And so, the Lord started telling her, go to hell. And every time the Lord would say, go, okay, it was like a force, eh, would push her, eh, okay, towards what? Hell. You know, there was fire, eh? Okay, then she would pray, God, for mercy, what she said, go. Every time you said, go closer, eh? Okay, and she would feel, man, the heat. And she would plead, go, you know, closer and closer to hell. Okay? Then at a certain point, the Lord told her, I have had mercy on you. Okay? Then he told her, now I'm sending you back. Okay? for a short time. Okay? I'm sending you back for a short time. Okay? But make sure, okay, when that time comes, you know, okay, to call you back, make sure that you'll be ready. Alright? And so she comes, you know, she comes back and she shares that experience. She was going to hell. Why? Because what? She was living for herself. But Morocco, she accepted the Lord as a Lord and Savior. Okay? She got saved. She was missions, prophesying. She was man. Eh? She was a prophetess. That lady was thorough. Alright? But she was going where? Okay? Now, your friends who are going to hear these things are going to say, now, Pastor Moses, that Moses guy, Yatani Kabuluinch. Kati, the church has become legalistic. Okay? the guys who say that when Apostle Mulinde came here, okay, and he gave me his mantle, that's when now I got messed up. All these things I'm saying about Elvis. It all began with what? You know, that's how stupid people can be. All right. Okay. Anyway, so she was going where? To hear a man. Okay. And the Lord sent up. Now, that couldn't have been the devil who killed her. Okay. And then brought her back to life. Okay. And to tell people that, man, you guys, you had better live righteously and godly. Because my friend, you might end up in here. You understand? The devil can't give a message like that. You understand? There you would be just sending people to heaven. You understand? That wasn't the devil. You understand? That wasn't the devil. Alright? The devil is this stupid young lady who says that when she died, okay, and then Jesus came to, we were angels, like to resurrect her, okay, and then, but Jesus had to first wait until Elvis comes. And you understand, okay, and now you can see the stupid thing she, what, who's doing, right? She got a portrait of Elvis and she, what, worshipping it. No, that story is fake. I heard that she was even on TV sharing that experience where Jesus even had to wait. You know, and people say, wow, that means, man, this guy was dealing with is a serious prophet. If Jesus had to wait, well, you guys, stupid things, man. Okay, she became famous in that fellow, you know, and anyway, but this one, someone comes back, tells you back, you guys, you had better live for the Lord. Okay? That sounds like a godly message. Alright? So there's a precedent. There are examples that we can look at. You don't have to believe them. Alright? But, yeah, go and ask the Lord. Are these things true? Okay? Now, in the 80s, okay, even it also occurred to Apostle John Mulinde also. Okay? That's messages on YouTube. He was also, you know, the Lord appeared to him. Okay? Again, he was at a mission ground. Preaching, serving the Lord. Okay? The Lord's servant. The Lord appeared to him while he was there. This was the Lord. It wasn't the devil. And the Lord told him that the way you're living, if I were to come back now, okay, for my bride, the church, I wouldn't take you. Why? Then the Lord started what? Unleashing things the guy was involved in. Okay? The great Apostle John Mulinde. Meanwhile, he was doing miracles, you understand? Wonder, you know? And the Lord said, you know, then the Lord, you know, we took him back to an incident where he was in a taxi, okay? And I think he saw a woman. Then in his mind, in his imagination, he began to what? To do stuff with her. You understand? And the Lord said, it is not just that, but that is how you are. At night, you know, in church, someone comes up to say a testimony, you undress her, you know, The Lord told her those things. He said, it is not just a one-time thing. He told her, that's how you are. And he couldn't deny it, man. You see, a preacher. And he told him, if I were to come back now for my bride, I wouldn't take you. Okay? Then he began to think that, hey, now all these miracles I've been doing, the devil has been giving me counterfeit what? Miracles, because I've been doing these things. I thought it was the Lord. Now, with my nature, and the Lord is saying I wouldn't go to heaven, that means the miracles were fake, though the devil. Then the Lord told him, no, those miracles were of me, okay? And he quoted this scripture. You understand? The Lord quoted this scripture, okay? They prophesied in my name. Meaning that all those things you did were in my name. Miracles in my name. So those miracles that performed were not of the devil. They were of me. you know, they love me. But because you are practicing lawlessness in your heart, in your imagination, and not just a one-time thing, but that is who you are. Okay? He told him, I wouldn't take you. Okay? You see now, this is the good thing about these supernatural experiences. Okay? Visions and dreams. They throw light to scripture. They illuminate scripture. Like, there was a time when I got born again. I believed in tithing. Then, I think it was like 6 years thereafter, I opted out of what? Tithing. And I was reading the scripture. Why? Because that was a law. Blah, blah, blah. Then what? You make scripture say what they do want to say. But somehow, I think after a year of that messed up mentality, I came back. I realized, this thing is true. Okay? Then, I think it was 2013, I had a dream. And in the dream, basically, God addressed tithing. And he told me that I had done so well. Okay? Even if I had whatever year, when I was in tithing and I was telling people that it's fake. Okay, but the Lord said, But I wasn't tithing, but I used to give 25% of my income to the Lord. Okay? So I used to tell people, you people think that because I don't tithe, it didn't mean that I'm not giving to the Lord. I give more than you guys. I give 25%. Okay? So I don't, I used to explain those things, but the Lord told me that what? Anyway, with that dream, he threw light onto that. It is now. I have a friend, some guy, and I pity guys like him who try to debate with him about. You can't. Those guys, they say no. Tithe was symbolic of Jesus. He's our tithe, So now that he came, stupid things, All right. And they love the Lord, but they are wrong on important issues. So anyway, the Lord told Melinda, that yes, those miracles you did were of me, but you are practicing lawlessness, and if I'd come now, you wouldn't go. Okay? Serious things, Glory be to God. Okay? Preachers, But I'm coming to also you, You is not a preacher. Hallelujah. Okay? Alright? So John Mulinde was going to hell. The wife was going to hell. For why she even felt the fire, because for she had died. For Mulinde, the Lord appeared on earth and told him. But that lady, Uprosi, for why she felt the heat. She was going. And I was there in that church when that story was shared. Now, years later, in 2000, she was at home and she passed away. And by that time, I was a member of that church. She passed away. I remember that morning, we even went to church to pray, I entered the church, people were screaming, crying. Remember, that church was a prayer church, Baba Itwacha. A beggar it is. Intercessors. People want to know Mukama Masitusa. You know, the whole church people were wailing, but Melinda said that when she died, he wanted to pray for her to come back to life. And immediately the Lord told her, do not bother. Okay? Remember, I sent her back for a short time. Okay? And I think she was around, for a short time, a few years. And in those few years, she got married. 10 years. But this is when you respect a guy like who? Umolinde. Think about it. You are with this lady, Mubulire Njiri, you're preaching. Okay? And she gets a prophetic word that, that you are around for what a short time. And you go ahead and marry her. And to make it worse, even get kids. At least marry her. Just have a blast, you know, eh? But don't get kids who are in a few years are not going to have a mother. Do you understand? Anyway, those are my what? Kind of what thoughts. For me, I wouldn't. Okay? I love her so much, I'll marry her, but I'll say, now, really, let us have no kid because, eh? Yeah. But someone can say, but a short time, you can be 40 years, you know, eh? By the time I leave, I go back to the earth, my firstborn will be 39. So, really, he's an adult. He can take care of himself. But still, you know, for such matters, you know, always inquire of me before making major. Would you see? I would seriously inquire of the Lord. What does a short time mean? Hey, because my friend. Okay, you can go for honeymoon, yeah, and the lady, what? Collapses. Yeah, and go say, yeah, short time has what? Elapsed. So always inquire of the Lord before what? So I think Mwelinde inquired of the Lord. Eh? And so he married her, so she died. Now when she died, okay, that time I was, I think, fourth year or fifth year. Eh? Okay, I was there in the mortuary because we used to rotate there. I was there in the mortuary, Mulago, when they did her post-mortem. I was there. And as the guys cut her up to remove the lung, the liver, you know, eh? I was there and I was like, these guys don't know that I know this lady. This is my wife, my pastor's wife. Anyway, they concluded, after cutting up, they concluded, eh? Cause of death, unknown. As in, she died with a very healthy body. Meaning that it was basically the Lord who just called out her spirit. Okay? And she left. Okay? But the key thing we're emphasizing is this. Eh? Okay? You get these scriptures and take them to the Lord. Tell them, Lord, is this true? Because we thought, you know, we accepted you as Lord and Savior. Yes, we did. However, God doesn't want us to deliberately, constantly, willingly, deliberately live what? Sinful lives. He doesn't want that. Eh? Do you understand? Eh? However, we are going to heaven. Eh? Okay? But God doesn't want us to. What? Yes. Okay? Alright? Do you remember the children of Israel? Eh? Okay? Egypt was a kind of the kingdom of darkness. Eh? Okay? Being before you're saved. Eh? Okay, and they are coming out of Egypt after the Passover lamb had been shed, you know, is symbolic of our coming out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, oh, because of the blood of Jesus. Eh? Okay, the lamb of God, eh, who takes away all sin. All right, so that also means that Canaan, okay, the promised land, is a type of us entering the kingdom of heaven. Okay? Now, you know that not all of these guys who came out of Egypt, okay, by the blood of the Lamb, eh? Okay, not all of them actually entered the promised land. Okay? So it's like they were saved, okay, but they didn't get to the final destination. Okay? The Bible says they died in the wilderness. Okay, and the Bible says they should be examples to us. They should be what? Examples to us. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. From verse 1 it says, "Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea, okay? All were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ." So they were all saved, they were all baptized in water, They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. You understand? They all attended which church? Okay? They ate the same food. Okay? On Sundays and whichever days. Okay? But verse 5 says, but with most of them, and now this is sad, with most, not a few, most of them, meaning, like you know, the greatest percentage didn't enter. You all know that only two entered. But they came out in millions. In millions. Naye, only two entered. This sounds like what Jesus said, okay? That the road, okay, or the gate that leads to life is narrow. And there are few who find it. But the road and the gate which leads to destruction is wide. And there are many who what? There's a precedent to these things. With many of them, with most of them, God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. Scattering means they died in different places in the wilderness before entering the promised land. Then he says, verse 6, now these things became our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Okay? Our examples. We shouldn't do what they did, because if we do what they did, we're also not entering the kingdom of heaven, just like they didn't enter the promised land. You get it? These things are so simple to understand, but it's when you start getting into these Greek and Hebrew things. And I think the reason why people get into the Greek and the Hebrew, they're trying to twist scriptures. Why would you enter into the Greek and Hebrew when things are this plain? Now, I'm not against those things, but when now it's like, you give people an impression that they can't understand the Bible unless they know the Greek, the Hebrew. So probably, you're what? You're twisting scripture, you understand? Some of these things are so plain. And I'm among those who deliberately refuse to what? To believe the plain things. And you somehow think there's a hidden meaning. A hidden meaning. Okay, which cannot be understood by the babes in Christ. Alright? The babes in Christ. Okay? So he says, do not lust after evil things as they also lusted, and do not become idolaters as some of them were, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Okay? Nor let us commit sexual immorality as some of them did. And in one day, 23,000 fell in the wilderness. They didn't. That means that practicing sexual immorality, okay, practicing, okay, you are a practitioner, okay, you understand? It's man, people, you know, these things are serious. I wish I wasn't the one to preach these things. Glory be to God. But God is like, you know, you're a pastor. Okay? And if guys go to hell, I'll count your blood, their blood on their hands. You know, Just like I had to man, take a stand and tell you, Elvis has missed it, the false prophet. His agenda right now is to take guys to hell. Okay? And the Lord commended me for that. He's like, you're a good shepherd. Okay, so those who didn't refuse to believe you and they went and he's messing them up, with demons in them, you're not responsible. But just imagine if now we had the church 300, by now I think we should have shifted from here. Okay? But when man God is like, ah, well, now they are going to get messed up and you're responsible. And they bring their friends and the church 1,000, you know, But God is like, now you're even making things worse. All those 1,000, you're responsible. You understand? Okay, so these things are tight. You know, no pastor, well, I don't know. But yeah. Okay, so then he says, no, let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed by serpents. Where? In the wilderness. Before they entered. You understand. Okay, no complaint, as some of them also complain and were destroyed by the destroyer. And then he emphasizes the fact that Binevin Tumbibawa and Ikila to remind you that they were written for your examples. Eh? Okay? They were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. Okay? Juliana, you are a lawyer now. You're the guys who love twisting things. You know, but lawyers and what? The Greek, the Hebrew guys, you can twist these things. Until you meet Mulinde. Okay, say, so, you know, then he brings you his what? Then you watch, you start saying what, you know, the devil can also give over what. But now, what would the devil benefit from that experience? You understand? But lawyers again can what? Then when they see they're not going to win that case, they go and what? They tell the client, how much money do you have? You know, why your judge. The judge, you understand? Eh? Chintu chidogo. Eh? Chintu what? Use wisdom. Dimes, what? Okay? Anyway, so this means that we should take sin seriously. Okay? We shouldn't indulge it. We shouldn't, you know, eh? Of course, we shall sin once in a while. You understand? But we shouldn't be practitioners of sin. You understand? And when we sin, we should tell God, man, this thing, I'm sorry, you know, help me not to do it again. Okay? By that I mean that if you do it again, you're going to hell. You understand? But have that heart where you really don't like sin. All right? Okay? Jesus put it this way. Okay? Jesus was like, please be radical over this thing called sin. Because it can get you into hell. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8 and 9. He says, if your hand or foot causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. All right? If your husband causes you to sin, cut him off. I'm joking, eh? It is better for you to enter into life lame or maimed rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. Okay? Fire. Now, you really have to what? To be a liar, to say fire means something else. All right? It's better to enter into what? Into life, okay? Or heaven, you know? With no eyes, but when you're there, then to go to hell with your two eyes, okay? Or hand and foot. Verse 9 is the one which talks about the eye. It says, if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out, cast it from you, okay? It is better to enter into life blind, okay? Without one eye, than to enter with the eye or the eyes, okay? But entering into hell. Alright? So that means Jesus is like, temuzanyi sa chintu chino. Alright? Okay? Now Paul put it this way. Okay? Kind of the same thing. He says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 5, he says that, therefore, put to death your members. Okay? Put to death. As in, kill these things. But Jesus didn't mean, pluck out your eye, you know. He just meant, because, first of all, it is not your eye which causes you to sin. It is just your thoughts, your heart, you know. Jesus said all evil is from the heart. You understand? It is not your leg which causes you to what? It is not your hand which causes you to what? To steal money. It is your heart which tells your money, open that safe. Okay? Forge that signature. All right? Okay? So he was just saying that, man, take this thing serious. Now, Paul said in Colossians 3, 5, he said, therefore put to death your members which are on the earth. Fornication. Okay? Fornication here means sexual immorality. Yeah? All right? Uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and what? Yes, other versions call, say greed. Greed. what? Greed. I mean, you can take a holiday to your village in Busabala. You understand? But you're so greedy, you are not take a what? To the States. And so you're going to steal the money. But you have the transit, Busabala. Busabala, actually, if you have a family of four, the transport there, I don't think it's more than 10,000. Bumujiramu in that tax. She's what? Hopefully your home is not near Bobby Wine or whoever's what? Busabala, someplace. All right? By the way, if you have a church, okay, and there's someone, or there are people who are supporting Bobby Wine, most probably you as a pastor, you are in trouble in heaven. I'm telling you. How can a Morocco, really, a Morocco who loves the Lord, how can he think Bobby Wine is an option? And I know that you're here in church. Okay? Now, I am to, in a sense, probably I am to blame. Probably I just waste your time on Sunday instead of giving you what? The authentic word of the Lord to build you up to have what sense in your heads and in your hearts. So if you're there, you think Bobby Wine is an option. Probably, according to heaven, God is like, no, or your guy, he's okay. You, Pastor Moses, you are the cause. Okay? When I want people against Elvis. Alright? And people, man, they just went and even went and embraced him. I sat back and I was like, God, am I responsible for those, you know? Because I was like, some of these guys were together for 4 years, LAT. And they can't see clearly. They can't truth. These things didn't even need a dream. You understand? Jesus said, look at the fruit. Okay? Then so I was like, but now there's a possibility that I'm responsible. I did not grab the people to love truth. You understand? And I was like, I might be here, but when I'm actually, I'm what? So I had to spend a lot of, many days rest, you know, telling the Lord, God, I hope I'm not responsible. Okay? And somehow, I think I had the Lord say, no. There's some things for which you're responsible. Yeah? There's some things for which a pastor is responsible. And there's some things where it's not the pastor. It is an individual decide. Now, like, you can't blame God for Adam eating of the what? Of the tree or the fruit of what? You cannot say, God, you're responsible. You didn't, what? Build up your mind to love the truth. You understand? To obey you. God said, no. You know, I told the guy, but I also told him that however, you can do what you want. Okay, now, Bobby Wine, seriously, emulokole, really? You see the guys who are with him on those what? Conferences, and those are the guys you want to bring to govern this nation? Now, if you're here, okay? If you're here, the truth is, do you know what the truth is? The truth is you're very stupid. I'm telling you, spiritually stupid. It's a truth. It's a truth. President. The guy had president over you and with that crowd of his. Honestly, you guys. I mean, you know, have a biblical worldview, Yeah. Okay, so, okay. Then he says in verse 6, because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. Do you know how we used to explain that away? Sons of what? Say, yeah, but for me, I'm a child of God. I'm a son of God. And in fact, verse 7 says, Okay? These are whispering, explaining. Verse 7 says, in which you yourselves once walked. Okay? You used to walk like that those days before you got saved. Now that you're saved, you're not in that camp which is going to suffer what? The wrath of God. Again, that's you just being a liar to explain what? That away. Just like that. Because in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 3 and 7, it actually shows you bulungi that Christians who are living, okay, who are practicing lawlessness, are also part of the sons of disobedience who are going to experience the wrath of God. Okay? Okay? Ephesians 5 from 3 to 7, it says, but fornication and all uncleanness, all greediness, okay, let it not even be named among you as is fitting for saints. Neither filthiness, go back and find out what those words mean. Filthiness. I don't think it means what? We're coming to church with dirty shoes. Okay? 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 Vazing a trouser for I don't know how many days. Most young single guys do it. Even married. Man, I remember when I was working in Entebbe, Medical Research Council, long time ago. So I had this workmate, actually office mate, we were two in the room, okay, in the office, okay? We used to share the office, two guys, okay? So a very wonderful, this guy used to give me covers. One day, God willing, I should tell you some of the interesting things the guy used to tell me, okay? A wonderful guy, but anyway, so this, I was single. Okay, now I'm going to put wives on pressure. So I was single, and this guy was, who married. But now this guy used to come to office with a dirty what? Trouser. Okay? Like especially where the what? Where you pocket, like here, okay? Like if you had like a brown trouser, you could really see that was dirt. You know, so I guess as he wants his phone and your and the pocket, you know, it gets what? That is, so this, that was, you could see it was for days. So in my head, you know, being single, I used to be like, but this guy's wife. This guy's wife, really, this guy's wife. All right. Because I was thinking, wife, how do you let you, what? You know? Then, somehow, years later, I think I became wiser, and I was like, no, it wasn't the guy's wife. You understand? It was, you know, but maybe it was, I don't know. Okay? All right, maybe it was, I don't know. Okay? Was it his wife or him? It depends on how they run their, what? Home, Okay? If they have agreed that the lady should help with the dressing, yes, and then, you know, I remember in 2010, 2011, and we also had what? A holiday in Nairobi, okay? In the High Commissioner's office, you know? Your ambassador to Kenya, in Nairobi, called us and said, you guys, I'm going to be away, so you come and stay here. Take a holiday. Your taxpayer, you know, money. Okay? And there was a chef there for us. Your ambassador here, you know. We went and ate your taxes. And she left us in this wonderful house. Okay, now one morning, I was ironing. Okay? There was an ironing room. So I'm ironing. And then I think it was the chef who had been left with us, okay, to make sure we eat whatever we want, okay, taxpayers' money. So, so the guy saw me what? Ironing. He was a Ugandan, but he had gone there to take care of the what? The high commissioner, you know. So the guy saw me ironing. Did I tell you that story? So, but somehow, because I usually don't want to appear like I'm what, you know, I always just with such people, I establish what? Relationships, That's why I don't like watching football at home. want to watch football with these Bobby Wine supporters. Chivanda, then we just watch Wenger, those things. And so I used to converse with that guy in Uganda. Then one day the guy sees me ironing. The guy is like, Neda Sebo, Echo, Sigwari na Ogugoloreze Ngoye. Mukazi Wali, your wife is there and you're ironing. Say, no. It's not right. I tried to explain to the guy, but the guy said, no, it's not right. It's not right. Okay. Then I don't know how that discussion ended. But it ain't right. According to the guy's what? Theology. Okay? LBA. It's not what? But really, wives, just make sure what? Say, when I come here and I'm messed up, you know who to what? Say, no. Pastor Moses is okay. It is. Yeah, that woman. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Susan, say amen. Yes. I'm trying to look at your husband and see whether he dressed up well. Okay? Bob. Yes. Okay? Now, Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19. We're still on this subject. Okay? I want to have children, a church, you know? Members, when man in heaven, they're like, can you say you are? You know, when I'm like, I'm God's like best pastor in Uganda. You know, where say that church, okay? There's no one who supports Bobby Wine, okay? They're all living holy and godly lives. Say, man, that pastor did a fine work in our kids. By the way, the rewards pastors are going to get in heaven, okay? They are all dependent on how well, they grew up, the children of God. I read that story many years ago. That's why I don't play games with any of you, okay? I read a story of what? A pastor died, went to heaven, okay? Then he was given some apartment, basically like a small house. And the guy complained. Because like I was a bishop of what, you know? How? I don't deserve this. Then the Holy Spirit, you know, they said, you come, Django. They went to his room, to his house. Then there was like a computer there, a database. You know, the Holy Spirit, whatever din, Naji Gura, Natanko Kumolaga, church members. How they grew up under his care. And they told him, you did a bad job. You responsible, so that's why you deserve nothing. You see, you members didn't grow up and you are responsible. It's not that you told them to read the Bible, never gonna. That is something else. But I guess you even didn't tell them. You are just telling them about your friend who used to come to work with dirty what? Trousers. Anyway, and there was, you're responsible. A database in heaven, each pastor. That's why, in a sense, the fewer guys you have, the better. So that somehow you know all of them, you know who's playing games. The fewer worship members you have, the better. So that you know who's messing up the worship. But if you have a large team, you might not know who's messing up what. So you know, Juliana is messing up things, then you talk to her, say, Juliana, hey, all right? So there's a database. In fact, then the Holy Spirit told him that now, in case you have more queries, you can always check. You can always check. So that's why, man, so anyway, I want to tell you where, man, guys are living godly lives, okay? But most importantly, where there's no one who's going to be told, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I don't want to lose any of you, as far as eternity is concerned. You know, I want to be like the Lord, with Jesus who said, okay, those that you gave me, I have lost none. except the son of perdition, Judas Iscariot. Okay? I don't want to lose any of you. Eh? I'm not interested in your money. Eh? Okay? But I'm interested in us getting to the same place. Okay? And getting there, you know, we get, you know, mansions. Hallelujah. Amen? And even you yourself, you didn't want to be in a mansion and your pastor is in a what? Like a one-room thing. You understand? So you should understand your pastor when he's hard on you and when he's not finishing reading these verses of how we're not going to what? To hell. Of how we're not going to heaven. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, jealousy. If you practice jealousy, you might end up mad in some place. Outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions. Okay? Your calling from the devil is to just divide people. Do you understand? Okay? Cause of division. Heresies. Heresies. Okay? Envy, murders, drunkenness. Okay? Okay? And the like. Then you say, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in the past. Meaning that this one I'm telling you, I'm not talking about unbelievers. Nabagamba, and I tell you again. Okay? That those who practice, there is a word, practice. Okay? Such, those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Glory be to God. Okay? But when this church grows thousands of people, I don't want to lose any of them. Okay? And I'm starting from you. Who brought yourself? All right? All right? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, as we end. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? We used to say, no, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So this verse is not talking about me. It's talking about unbelievers. 2 Corinthians 5:22, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And I can imagine some preacher in Uganda, some guy. We used to be friends, but he was even worse. In fact, I was bad, but for him it was worse. And I even used to detest hearing his things. Okay? Hey, I was, he's still there, Those are the guys who are speaking, who are telling the children of God not to believe the dreams God is telling them about Elvis. Okay? And I think he's... Anyway, so do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Now that to me means he's talking about you, us, the believers, who are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He said, please don't be deceived. Okay? Neither fornicators, okay, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, okay? Preachers, you know, usually they are thieves, okay? And even you guys, okay, not you in LAT, for you are living godly and righteous lives, but people are not in LAT, okay? Thieves. I had a dream this morning about thieves, how it's messing up what? Southern Africa. Okay? Some dream, man. I think I have to think about that dream to find out what exactly it meant. But it seemed like it meant that the problem of Southern Africa is thieving, stealing. That's the problem. Alright? But anyway, where were we? It says no thieves, no covetous, greedy people, no drunkards, no revilers, no extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. Alright? And then we'll twist it with verse 11. Okay, we'll use verse 11 to twist it. But Paul said, don't be deceived. Okay? Ephesians says, temugenda kuinheriting. Hallelujah. Okay? So as we wait for the glorious appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which we saw in Titus 2, let us live godly, okay, righteously, Okay, let us deny worldly lusts. Do you understand? Let us deny them. In fact, Mulinde was told in that Jesus appeared to him. When he was told that if I'd come today, you wouldn't what? Be part of my bride. He was told that the way you're living, the way you're living, I wouldn't take you because your lifestyle is not a lifestyle that is waiting for me to return. Okay? And that is in what? Hebrews chapter 9, 28. Hebrews 9, 28. Okay, it says, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. Then it says, to those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time. Okay? Apart from sin. Okay? Known to judge them for sin. Okay? But for salvation. Those who eagerly, those who eagerly do what? Eagerly wait for him. He shall appear, at the rapture. He shall appear for them, Okay? Titus said, okay, the grace of God, okay, that brings salvation, that appear to all men, teaching us, okay, to deny these things, Okay? As we wait for the blessed hope, you see it's here, okay? The same thing. As we wait for the blessed hope and appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, that means that eagerly waiting for him, okay, involves living for him, living godly, okay, and holy lives. If someone is not living a godly and holy life, they are practicing evil, they can't say they're eagerly waiting for the Lord. Okay? And when he appears, okay, he's not taking them. They are not entering the kingdom of heaven. Glory be to God. Amen? But there's grace. Okay, now, when we sin, okay, the Bible says, just confess your sins. It's faithful and just to forgive you, Okay? When temptation comes, okay, you go to the throne of grace, okay, that you may receive grace to help in time of need. You understand, In case you fail, you know, get out of it, move on, But just make sure you don't practice those things, Hallelujah. Knowing, okay, what the repercussions are. Glory be to God. Okay, I hope I won't lose any of you, Glory be to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.